To a new RFM 103.7, one of the biggest struggles we can find is getting a car park. There's some things happening in the Lake Macquarie area at the moment to try and come up with a better parking strategy. Joining us this morning is the Mayor of Lake Macquarie, Kay Fraser. And good morning, Kay. I guess firstly, what are some of the challenges that we're facing in Lake Macquarie at the moment?
Yeah, good morning. And I think the biggest challenge for us in Lake Macquarie is that we don't have a very good public transport system, especially on the eastern side of the lake. If you live at Swansea or Belmont and you want to have, you want to get to work in Charlton or Newcastle, you would be on the bus for at least an hour and a half to 2 hours. The transport is very unreliable. It's not efficient and effective. So therefore, we have a real issue out here with our parking. And we have thought about our town centres, how we get people to live, work and play in our town centres, and what we can do to address the issues of the elevated parking.
Like you said, Kay, being on a bus for an hour and a half plus is not really realistic when you consider we're only talking Belmont and Swansea into Newcastle. So the idea of getting people to sort of do a lot of things more locally in the exact area that they live may be the way to go. What are some of the options that are being floated around at council at the moment?
Well, obviously we want to improve our walkability around our town centres. We have to look at our cycling. We have to look at smart parking, making sure that, if we do have parking spaces, they are well and truly aligned. But for line marking, we have to have smart ways of doing that. So we need to have our town centres that are livable, walkable, and places where people can easily come and visit and spend some time there and spend some money there. That's really important to us. And because we have a public transport issue, we're calling on the community to say, look, please have some input, put your ideas forward, how we can address it.
Kay, is the idea of having more paid parking in some of our central areas something that's being considered at the moment?
Well, we don't have paid parking out here in Lake Macquarie, and as a city we've always prided ourselves on that. We do have time restrictions, and I think that's a really important way of making sure that people who do visit our centres, if they're working in the town centre, they're not actually parking close to where they're working, so they're taking up those valuable parking spots. So therefore, maybe introducing more time restrictions is a way of us doing that.
Of course, the only trick you can have there by having more time restrictions on people as well is it can make it a little bit challenging if you are heading somewhere to work. Are there thoughts around how we can get away from that?
Well, I think the one thing I'll be doing is obviously trying to keep us down. As a new operators of our public transport, these are some of the things that I want to talk to them about them providing, proper public transport out in our city. And obviously places where we can, get people to commute to, say, Pacific Highway, maybe at Belmont, for them to get a direct bus into Charlton or into Newcastle. So these are some of the things that we're looking at doing. How can we move people around our city without congestion on our roads?
I think that one of the keys, Kay, which you're kind of talking about at the moment, is you can get people to where they need to go rather quickly without those huge delays. People would be more inclined to jump on buses to get where they're going quickly, but the hour and a half trips are probably not something that's all that inviting. A lot of things to discuss, and I'm sure we'll have a little bit more input once things have been looked at a little further. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with that with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mayor of Lake Macquarie, Kay Fraser, talking about the ever-challenging issue of car parking on 2NURFM. 103.7.